Did we make it? Are we back?
Fat man's hungry.
That was a good line right there.
Well, in fact, they had, like, food in his mouth, but he did it.
Yeah, that's what made it funny. And just the like, sadness kind of, and it's Batman hungry.
It kind of, like, sounds like you. Kevin Smith.
Mm. Ooh, spicy.
We're back.
Damncast contains vulgar and inappropriate content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, bing, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Damncast.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody! I am Tim, the T in Tancast.
I am Andy, the absent A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, I was also absent homeowner in Tancast.
I was also a noun and an adjective in Tancast.
Andy is also a homeowner. So there. How's that make you feel, Tim?
I'm fine.
Okay. You know, when you own a home, a dog may crap on your lawn and you may step in it. Fucking dog. I was like, I may set up a webcam, fucking see who's coming on my lawn, get that fucking dog.
Maybe it's not a dog.
Well,
maybe it's just one of the neighborhood kids. I don't like black people. There we go.
Wow. Lawn dump.
Well, I don't know. It's all minorities around here.
Seriously implying that racism was the motivator. That was just a little joke.
Speaking of racism...
Yay! It's time for racism talk on Tancast!
I was telling Tim to...
Do niggers, fixin' honkies, crackers.
Don't forget those gooks.
They were... Who said it, Tim, that Obama was a racist? Or racist?
Glenn Beck.
Bing.
So, it was funny, because, like, people were like, he's white, he can't be racist against white people. I'm like... Fucking people are racist against their own race all the time.
No, you know what Obama's racist against? People whose parents were the same color.
What's wrong with you? Integrate.
Shall we kick it off with some tan laughs before we get to the exciting adventures of what's been happening for the last 2 weeks?
Sure.
Oh, why the fuck not?
People don't tell jokes the way they used to. I used to hear jokes all the time. I heard him from the barber, from the waitress at the cafe. I never hear him now. I don't know why.
Tan laughs.
Let's get her done, Tim.
All right. I don't need your sarcasm.
Tim, you should do more writing. When are you going to write more?
I've been writing blogs up like a motherfucker.
I don't know about like a motherfucker. You should do an...
Like a motherfucker!
Every day. Every day.
You should...
Yeah,
you should
I think I've blogged once in the last month, and it was depressing.
It was deep, man.
It was deep like your mom's vagina.
There it was.
Which is good, because I got a lot I'm going to put in her.
Whoa.
Not really. I don't really have a lot.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Well, like Coors Light bottles and the Saturday Evening Post rolled up.
I had a weird-ass dream. We were being chased by some sort of monster that was very similar to the alien from the movie Alien. But mm-hmm. Tim stops at one point in the dream to turn and goes... Guys, there's something I've been meaning to tell you. And he whips out a dick that I swear went past his knees. And we just stopped and we're like, kudos to you, sir. Like, look at my huge wang. Just like
if we're going to die from this alien, I have to know that other people know about my huge dick.
It was like you had been lying to us. All, like, no, you know, I got an average dick. It's okay. But, you know, then it was like, guys... This is the kind of meat I've actually been swinging. Now you know why my wife kept coming back. And we just stood there and marveled. We're like, kudos to you, sir. That is an excellent giant dick.
So, any of you psychologists out there listening, Andy's dreaming about my giant dick.
Yeah, but not in a gay way. It was just like...
Oh, there's really no straight way to dream about your friend's dick.
But Noah and I were so proud of you.
Hey, don't throw me in.
Like, that's our little man. Look at that.
I had nothing to do with it, sir.
Well, Dream Noah and I were. No, you know what, Noah? I think in real life you would have been quite proud at Tim's 14-inch dick.
I just like that in Andy's dream world, we're teaming up fighting against aliens, yep. But we can still talk, we still stuff and have dick time.
And that's how movies are. You know what? Yep. We're in danger, but let's fuck for a little bit. Come on,
yeah.
Let's let our guard down and get it on.
Let's get it on. Yeah. Let's get it on.
Oh, there were some bad karaoke singers last night.
There is no other kind, really.
No, there's some good. Someone sang Footloose. He did a good job. He kind of looked like a fat Tobey Maguire.
Someone was telling me yesterday that, like, even when karaoke singers are good, it's only interesting for the first minute before you're like, all right. Like, yes, you're better than everybody else here, but really, I mean, you're not as good as the person who's supposed to be singing it.
Or else you'd be on American Idol and not here.
I think those people are the exact same caliber as karaoke singers.
Really?
That's right. You hear me, American Idol? Go fuck yourselves. I hate you all.
Bitter? Yep, that tasted bitter.
I think that's the semen you had. It gets a little bitter for leaving your mouth too long.
You know, it starts I've off heard. Salty, but it's got a little bitter finish.
A bitter finish.
It's like Australian wine.
Nice. Monty Python reference.
Sorry, Australians. Yes, I know you guys have been coming a long way in the last 10 years.
I don't think you've really managed to offend our 3 Australian listeners.
Fuck that. California wines.
Yeah, California wines. We want gays to get married. We don't like school teachers. We're in debt. That was California wines.
Yep.
Hello! Well, that's not a tan laugh, but this is. All right, this was sent in by David back in April. Dave in the UK, as I believe how he... So forget that I said David. You didn't hear that. I could have just edited out, but yep. It was way easier to retcon reality.
Hey, Tim, did you just call him David?
No. All right. So what do you call 2 gay Irish men?
I don't know,
no
but
idea.
I want to.
Patrick Fitzgerald and Gerald Fitzpatrick.
Oh, my God.
F-I-T-Z Gerald. You know what I mean? Like the last name.
Yes.
Just want to make sure for our people who are not familiar with Irish surnames.
Yeah, well, that Fitz actually means son of, so that's even a little bit sicker to me. That wasn't very funny. You can edit that out.
Just
pretend that went, I'm a big fat loser.
If I edited out things that weren't funny in this podcast, it would be 5 minutes long each week.
Oh, but what a 5 minutes.
Welcome to Tagcast. Good night.
Welcome to Tagcast. Noah's dick. Andy's fat. Tim is an idiot. The end.
Filth and form. Filth. How'd that go?
Motherfucker. Dick, pussy, snot, and shit. Good night. Good night. Suck my dick. Bye-bye.
I'm surprised. I wonder if Mignon Fogarty listens to, like, a our podcast regularly, or if she just listened to that one. Did you tell her about that one?
Well, because I had put the link in the show notes about where to actually hear the full-on what Mignon was saying, it put a link to our show in her comment section for that page for some reason.
Okay.
You know, like those trackbacks or whatever they are. So I think she's like, what? What is this? And clicked and listened and then said, whew, I gotta make sure never to listen to this shit again. I can only imagine how bad it is if the 3 of them are fucking talking.
Good choice.
I don't know that she said that. She may in fact be enjoying these shows, but I doubt it.
Probably.
Oh, good! There are fucking children outside making noise.
She's probably like, they are mangling the English language. I cannot support this.
Yeah, I noticed one of her recent actual Grammar Girl podcasts was about run-on sentences or something.
Bing.
Oh, shit, I can't remember, but it was about, you know, stringing too many things together with a verb that doesn't necessarily apply to everything after the comma, like, you know, I am picking up some cheese, milk, and eating some bread. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Like, p- picking up doesn't apply to eating bread. And I was like, oh, that is every single Tancast show notes. Because I know I fuck that shit up all the... Because I'm just like, I start writing, and I'm going as I'm editing the episode, at putting in what we're talking about, and I'm like, I know I've changed verb tense and fucking plurals and not plurals, and, you know, it's all fucked up.
Yeah.
And then when she's like, three friends with a mic. I was like, that's us.
I was like, at least we don't drink beer.
But the thing is, we're three friends with three shitty mics.
Yeah, mine cost way more than $5.
Yeah. So did mine now.
Still
but
shit.
Yeah.
Still sucks.
Yeah. Speaking of mics, Tim, let's take a vote here. Everyone, raise your hand who thinks that Noah should stop breathing into his mic.
I may edit out the exhaling, which I'm sure won't be an easy process. But
yeah,
I'll edit out all the breathing for the listeners.
Well, that's
so
good.
They won't know what Andy and I are complaining about.
Okay, we'll but, leave this one in because this is what it's been sounding like every couple of minutes.
It sounds like Darth Vader's out of breath.
Yeah, or like Darth Vader just came. It's like,
oh, hold on, wait for it. Oh, I'm gonna unleash some force all up in that booty.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you. Okay.
Okay.
What happened?
I was just moving. I moved the mic a little bit more farther away from my face.
Well, that's an excellent choice. The other option was you could stop breathing.
I think it was probably your. I think it was probably exhaling through your nose was hitting the mic.
Maybe.
But then again, you're a mouth breather.
Your mom's a mouth breather. That's because I'm fucking her nose.
That just sounds painful.
For everyone involved.
I know.
Well, what can I say? It's tight.
Noah's up in there going, I'm going to deviate your septum.
I like the textures that the boogers give.
Oh, no.
Nasal sex, everybody.
Haven't you missed us?
I have.
Aren't you glad you were here for the return of the Tan Guys?
I got jokes.
All right.
Tan loves.
This is from Alyssa. Tim's buddy Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
There's some racist jokes, so we'll go kill her after this.
Okay.
Well, Andy won't care. Why are black people's palms white?
I don't know why.
Because there's a little bit of good in everyone.
Wow. Wow. Andy had to stifle himself because he realized he thought that was too funny.
All right, I got one more for you guys. How do you swat?
Your reaction was making me laugh.
Tim's like, wow, that's racist.
Yeah, that was
Wait,
super racist.
That's racist. Anyways, how do you swat 200 flies at once?
I don't know.
Hit an Ethiopian child in the face with a frying pan.
Oh. Now I'm sad.
Whatever happened to Ethiopia?
I think it's still there.
It ate itself.
Well, you know what I mean? They used to be on the news more.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we need to help Ethiopia. Did we just go, fuck it? Apparently they're not learning.
I don't know. Maybe there's something else to work on. There's always a cause.
Are there any Ethiopians listening? Write in, if you can. If you've got the energy to press the keys.
Oh.
If Andy hasn't eaten all your food.
Oh.
I will. I'm hungry. I'm looking over at this Chang spicy chicken leftover sitting next to me, and you guys may hear chewing again.
Who's Chang? Is he your boyfriend?
Yes, Chang is my boyfriend. No, P.F. Chang's spicy chicken.
P.F. Chang's is pricey.
That it is. And I don't like Chinese food that you have to order one thing at a time. Like,
oh,
you know what I mean?
Where you could...
Oh, you like Chinese buffet?
Exactly. Buffets are sometimes sketchy. But yes, I like Panda, where you like, you get, boom, you get your rice, you get your two entrees, you're out the door. So you get three entrees if you really want to.
You like a meal for a price.
Exactly.
You don't want to do a la carte.
I don't. I don't have time for that shit.
I hear you.
Like,
I mean...
I was at a... Oh, yes?
I was just going to say, the a la carte's kind of good, you know, if you have a bunch of people that kind of want the same thing.
I suppose. Yeah, I mean, like Boca de Beppo's.
Yeah, exactly.
But as a consequence, I only go there when I'm in a group of large people. But still, you know, we've talked about this before. I don't know if on Tankcast we've talked about it, but, like, there'll be one person who's just eating the shit out of everything, and then they want to split the bill, you know, equally among everyone. I'm like, no, how about fucking bottomless gullet over there ponies up a little bit more?
Or someone who's sucking back drinks, and it was split the bill.
Like, oh, yeah, it's about me.
No, not you. Another one, bartender! It's like, hey, I drank fucking water for a reason.
Exactly. I'm
all right,
broke.
And there's,
well,
three of us, divide
broke,
by
but...
three, so that's going to be $48 a piece.
I had
no,
a celery
Mr.
stick.
Mr. $80 bar tab, I think you can go ahead and suck down most of that.
Yes, that does happen. Well, what's even worse, though, is, like, when, like, you come to pay, and, like, you're short, and it's like, that means someone either did it on purpose or just wasn't thinking, but it seems to happen every time when you're in a big group of people. That you're, yep, like, short, like, you know, oh, we're short $50! Yay!
It's like, who's the fucktard? That's why for your birthday, I'll take you out one-on-one, but that's it.
That's how Tim likes it one-on-one. He didn't like the group shit. He likes to give you his undivided attention.
I'm like, hey, happy fucking birthday. Here's your fucking Denny's. Enjoy that shit. You can build your own Grand Slam, decide whatever you want. Nah, that's you.
Do you think Beardman would ever come on Tancast?
Not likely.
I think he'd be funny.
He calls it Yellow Man. He was like, you guys still doing that Yellow Man? I was like, do you mean Tancast? He's like, whatever. He's like, stop it. Just stop it. It needs to stop.
Where does he get Yellow Man from?
I don't know. He does that all the time.
Oh, maybe because tan, it's a color, yellow.
Maybe it's because, it's always, you know,
tenuous at best.
Black people and mixed with white people used to be called yellow, and he's being just a little racist.
I thought Asian people were called yellow.
Well, that too, but yeah, mulattoes used to be called, referred to as yellow.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You never
take
heard
it from the white man.
Yellow Rose of Texas?
Oddly enough, no.
It's a song.
My
a
cousin
story.
Lives in Texas. Cousin Heidi. Are there yellow men in Texas?
No.
Is that the one
Rose.
That used to be in L.A.?
Yes.
What'd you go to Texas for?
Because there's a burgeoning entertainment community blossoming in, I don't know if I want to say the name of the city.
Come in!
Okay, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm...
I assume he's talking to somebody at his house.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
What the fuck's with his power getting shut off?
They're doing electrical work on his house.
Oh, they're replacing the breaker box.
Hey, guys, yes. I gotta go for a minute, but I'll be back.
Okay.
All right.
So let's talk about how much Noah sucks for a minute. Noah sucks so much cock. So
how
much
cock does he suck?
If you gave Noah a big bag of cocks, he'd be done before you turned around to pick the other bag up off the floor.
Wait, you had two bags of cocks just sitting around?
Well,
who are you?
You're talking.
Mr.
You're bringing bags of cocks to Noah.
Are you Santa cock?
I am Santa cock.
You see
jingle balls, jingle balls, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a hooker in the hay. Hey!
Lovely.
Thank you. Well, now we have nothing else to talk about.
We have plenty of things to talk about.
Love
of
cock.
Wait.
Never mind, I'm back.
He's nope, back!
There he is. Well, he good night, everybody. Tim and I finished and talked about everything while you were gone.
He thought he had unplugged my wireless router, but
awesome.
Was... All right, I'm done talking.
He said he had to unplug your wireless router, but what?
It was my hard drive, not my wireless router. That was all.
Oh. Is this the electrician?
Yes. We're getting a light installed in my living room, and we got a fan installed in the bedroom.
Fuck, Noah's fucking transforming this house already.
We're getting an outlet installed on our island so we can actually plug stuff in there.
Jesus Christ.
Stuff needs to be done, Tim. Time waits for no man.
Mm-mm. Why? What do you need to plug into that island right now?
Nothing at the moment, but we want it when we need it. Like, why wait to, like, oh, you know what? I wish I could plug something in here right now. Let's call electrician and wait like a week.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
We got to plug on our island.
That's how Tim does
super
it.
Super handy when we're making pancakes because we got a big... Like one of those giant griddles. Would you set that up on the island and make pancakes galore right there?
Well, of course you do. You have food preparing stations hooked up throughout the house. In case.
He's got like emergency food cases every 5 feet.
Okay. Plug in one mini fridge and 1,000-watt microwave in your bedroom and all of a sudden you're Mr. Food Station Guy.
Did you really do that?
No, I didn't.
I was like, I know what
But you were all ready to believe I did.
Yeah, of course. You're Andy.
Well, and I don't know what was in that room of yours. It was huge. That you couldn't see most of it. I didn't know what was in there. I didn't dare to go in.
Oh, I thought he was talking about the room in the house now. You're talking about the room at the apartment.
Right.
Gotcha.
Well, because he made it seem like we would have already known about it, so I would... And no, I'm actually talking about the room at the Tan House.
Oh, that room?
Yeah.
With this huge desk? Where is that desk, by the way?
That desk got left in Campbell.
Like, you just left it in the garage?
Let's go!
No, I
left
it by the side of the road for somebody to come pick up.
Good fucking
luck,
dude.
You know what? People love free shit. Here is free shit. Goodbye.
If Optimus Prime stops by, he might have enough room to pick it up. I don't know who else. Big-ass desk.
Well, it broke down into three pieces.
He's not going to be able to... Someone in a Prius driving by. Strap it to the hood of the car.
Yeah, I tell you what, though. I wish I had that desk now.
Why is that?
Because I got a big office and a lot of shit that I could fit on that desk.
Well, can you get another one? How much was that desk? Was pretty, I bet it was pretty pricey.
Nah, it was like $150, something like that.
Really? That's it?
It didn't have that, you know, all that big hutch work on the back that a lot of computer desks.
This is true.
Just that the desk itself was enormous. Although I did feel like Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise when I was sitting at that fucking thing. It's like, I am flying this room.
Make it so, number one.
Are you talking about, like, his ready room desk?
Yes.
Which, even then, what? Like, your desk was bigger than that. His red room desk was like one little I just happened to have been watching some Star Trek last night.
Oh, really? You just happened to be?
Yeah, amazingly enough.
Oh, look, Star Trek's on. Oh, well, I guess.
It's on my DVR, as though it records it when I'm not in, just because I love it. It was the episode where the Enterprise hit a quantum filament and almost every single section of the ship was cut off from every other section of the ship. Exciting.
Ooh, I love that quantum filament. Oh, it's the best.
Data had to take his head off in order to help Commander Riker reprogram the warp core so that it didn't breach.
Wasn't Picard stuck in a turbo lift?
With children!
With children, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's how you want to do it.
That was a good one.
Picard likes children like I like children.
Yes.
Not at all.
Oh, really?
Fried. Crispy.
Yeah.
You need to stop crying!
And he just has this look like, kill me! I would rather face the Borg again!
Wait, who said this?
I would rather be Borg again!
Wait, who was in the elevator with him?
Three random kids.
Yep.
No, with who?
Picard.
Mr. Picard.
Oh. For some reason, the way you said it, it sounded like Worf to me when you said it.
Worf talks like this. He does not inflect his silences.
Tim did kind of a Sean Connery thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Stop your fucking crying. Here's your fucking Chinese food.
I've been bald since I've been born.
Wait, which one are you doing now?
I don't know. Picard. Apparently not very good. Because you didn't go. Oh, that sounds just like Picard.
Well, because we were at the moment talking about Sean Connery, so then you threw us for a loop.
I jumped around.
You jump around.
Jump
around. Like back it up and down. Back it in.
Let
like,
me begin.
Like all the cops do?
Like all the cops do. You know what's awesome about that? Since he's a cop now, he backs it in like he does.
Nah, he's a cop now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Alan went on a ride along with him.
Mm-hmm. Pulled a bunch of 17-year-olds with some weed out of a blacked-out Mercedes or something like that. You know, daddy's car, whatever. Out past curfew. Pulled them out of the car
at
gunpoint.
Kids with weed alone.
He made them stomp the weed out on the ground and then let him go.
Alan's very disappointed that they didn't arrest anyone. He's like, they just let fucking people go.
Well, did you think he was going to be a good cop? Come on.
Oh!
It's in his fucking blood, dude. He's the third generation.
But how long did it
take?
Dude,
there are things like that my family's done for generations that I guarantee you I will fuck up if you let me try. So,
well, you know what?
Really matter.
There are things my family's done for generations that I'm now starting to think I'll probably wind up doing too.
Like?
Dying of a heart attack in your 50s.
You're not going to do that. You know the signs, my friend.
Yes. Yeah, hey, if there's any TanCast listeners out there, either you or your parents... start to just get random bouts of really bad indigestion. You're like, oh man, this, you know, heartburn. Anytime I eat meat, I get heartburn. Anytime I, you know, drink dairy, I get heartburn. go to the doctor. Have the doctor check it out, because, yeah, my grandfather and my father, both with the heartburn, and then all of a sudden, dead.
Now, is there something they can do for you? When, like, a heart attack is when your arteries are clogged up, right, with plaque and whatnot, and blood
can't
get through?
It's when your heart's not getting blood. It's like,
okay.
It's the heart version of a stroke.
So if they know what's happening, they can, like, go in there and clear the veins out or the arteries out, right? Or put in a stent.
Yeah, or put you on blood thinners, or, you know, put you on a heart-lung machine for a little while they figure out what to do with your heart, get you a new heart, put in a baboon heart, let you live for about 5 years before your body rejects it.
Is that what happens all the time?
No.
We do use baboon hearts, don't we? Or we started? Baboon?
No, I think they did that, like, once, and I don't think it worked very well, but...
I don't know these things.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm mostly remembering it from a Paul Simon song, to be quite honest with you.
Now I'm just overly conscious of my beating heart.
Yeah. Oh, dude, tell me about it. Yeah, like, really? Every random little chest pain I've had in the last 2 weeks, I've... not to put too fine a point on it, felt like I'm like, oh, is that a heart attack? Oh, God, I'm having a heart attack. Oh, no, it was gas, and there it is. Mmm, smell that heart attack.
Aww.
Can you go? Wait, can you go get checked out? You can go get checked out, can't you? You know, make sure everything's okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna go get checked out.
Okay.
In fact, I think every 3 to 6 months from now until I'm in my 70s or 80s, I'm gonna get checked out.
Once you hit your 80s, you're like, fuck it.
I've lived long enough. Actually, by my 80s, I think I'm just be in the doctor like all the time. How about now? Now? Heart? Was that heart? No, okay, that was
just doctor,
a beat.
But my leg fell off.
No,
that's
normal. Beat too.
My leg fell off.
I thought you fall apart when you get old. I'm already starting to fall apart. I went on a walk and it hurt my feet.
it's quite a thing, though. I mean, you know, you look at the average lifespans of people, and it's like, oh, you know, men live to, you know, 76 on average in America. So you kind of do the math there. I'm like, okay, I'm 32, 76. Okay, good. I've got 44 years left. That is a lot of time to do shit. I'm not sure that I've got 3 decades left anymore. I think I might have like 2, 2.5. So I've wasted a lot of time.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. But when it's your dad and your grandfather and they die like very close in age, trust me, it fucks with your head.
Sure. You can be taken out much sooner, though.
This is true.
Noah, with the silver lining.
Yes.
A bus could jump a curb tomorrow, Andy. Keep a good thought. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Andy doesn't leave his house. What was I thinking?
No, I really don't.
I started to think about that, because someone else... you just die at any time. You never know. We could die in 20 minutes.
Yep.
Someone else we know died, and it's just like, it happened in a span of 20 minutes. It's like, that's crazy.
And we don't know why, right?
Nah, I don't think so yet.
That is fucking random. And it was like he's younger than us, right?
Yeah, I think by a few years, I think he's like 28, 29.
That's fucking crazy.
I think that's really why they say live your life like every day is your last day.
Yeah.
I'm going to start fucking hookers.
I'm like, you can't really do that, though, because
no.
Your bank account will make it like 1 or 2 days. If I'm living the day like it's my last, I'm not going to work.
Well, that's fine, because you ain't got a job.
Noah can die.
Yeah.
Noah, I hope this is your last day.
Wouldn't you feel horrible?
A little bit.
I said it was. I hope this is your last day.
Speaking of last days, I won't say the company name, but there's a company out there that can go fuck themselves.
I think I know.
Yep. Oh, I think I know, too.
Yeah, because we got back from my dad's funeral, and my wife starts going back to work, and then starts getting a bunch of meeting requests. So she goes in on Thursday. You know, she normally works out of the house because they didn't really need her to be in the office. But she goes in early Thursday morning, and, you know, is working from the office, so she misses traffic. And they, on Monday, I guess, had her in the office to basically tell her absolutely nothing. Just, you know, a lot of empty words. Well, in the meantime, everybody at what used to be the company HQ in Texas is getting... basically, they're all getting told they're fired. So they get told, yeah, well, you know, it's an exciting time, you know, time of big changes and blah, blah, blah. And, we'll be talking to you guys later this week. Oh, so we don't find out if any of us lose our jobs right now. So Thursday, they've got an all-hands meeting. They get everyone in to the meeting room. Everyone sits down. They go, is everyone here? Yes. Great. All right, you can all go. We'll be sending out meeting invites to meet with you in smaller groups throughout the day. So,
what an efficient system.
Yeah. So we had a meeting to tell us that we'll have a meeting later. Like, yeah, thanks. You know, this is going to be great. So she gets called in for her meeting later and gets told, well, your services will no longer be needed. And but we're so nice, we're going to pay you through the end of today. Well, fuckers, I'm already here today. Oh, so you're going to pay me for all of today? Woohoo! Yeah, and your health
that was
insurance.
Their severance package? You get the rest of today?
No, they did a severance package as well.
Oh, I was like, Jesus Christ, that sucks.
Yeah, and her and they were so generous, her medical benefits lasted her for the rest of the month. They told her on July 30th. July has 31 days.
Really?
They had already paid through the rest of the month, much earlier in the month. It's not like they can go back to the insurance company and be like, hey, can we get a refund for one day?
For Friday?
Yeah.
It's not lasting to the end of August?
No. Yeah, this is...
That is shitty.
For the TanCast listeners out there, this is the same company that laid me off in January. When they laid me off, it was the beginning of January, and my health insurance went to the end of January. Then they gave me a lump sum that would let me continue my benefits through February, in addition to the severance package. That's the exact same package that my wife got.
So you said your wife's just going to go back to being a nanny?
Well, we're, my son's first year, birthday's coming up, so we're kind of talking about what's she going to do for this month, because it's not like, you know, she can run out and get a job and then tell him, by the way, I'm going to be gone for a week and a day or two in a week. But, yeah, we kind of haven't decided if she wants to, you know, try to get another office job, because the chances that they'll let her work from home are probably pretty slim in this economy. So then the question is, since my job will occasionally require me to travel, how much are we going to wind up paying for daycare stuff? And
just leave some food in a dish and let the kids sit there.
Put like a little wire with a leash on it for them to run around.
Yeah, like we do with the cats when we leave for a weekend.
Or put a little shock collar on him, and that way he won't go out of the room.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we'll just put some cedar chips inside of one of those giant 55-gallon hefty bags and just tie it around the neck so you can poop into there.
Parenting tips hefty bag. From TanCast. Yeah.
So what is, I mean, why did they get rid of all these people?
The company got bought out by another company.
Well, right. But are they bringing in their own people, or they got their own people that are just going to fill those positions, or...
And in a lot of cases, like, my wife was kind of a back office worker. So, you know, if you worked in, let's say, HR, finance, whatever, if that other company's already got an HR team and they've already got a finance team, they probably don't need yours when they buy you.
Motherfucker.
Well, because when you were telling me about it, you were saying there's some people who were support who got gone, and I guess those are just going to move over to people they already have.
Yep, or they just felt that it was overstaffed, that it didn't need as many people as it had.
Well,
so again,
fuck 'em.
Words of advice to any TanCast listeners listening, in addition to the hug your parents and remind your family that you love them, because it really could be the last time, anytime. If you happen to work at the same company as your significant other, if you see the company start to go downhill, just go ahead and get out. If you think, well, you know, this is a bad patch and the company really needs all hands to really work hard and help out as much as possible and whatever, and the company's promising, you know, we just really need everybody to buckle down and it'll be all be okay, fuck it. You don't owe any company anything unless you started that company. If you don't actually own a part of that company, you don't owe them shit. And if you leave and they do great afterwards, kudos to them. But you don't owe them anything. Get the fuck out.
They don't owe
out.
You shit either.
Yes. Clearly they don't.
They will shit drop you like a bad habit and not care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most, I should say all companies.
Them, they will be rid of you.
A lot of companies are that way. Not every company,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you've got two incomes from the same company, you start to see stuff go kind of sideways. Out. Get out. Because 2009 is the year that my wife and I both got laid off from the exact same company.
I was saying to Andy, all our wives have been laid off.
Yep.
Except that Noah's wife wasn't his wife at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't so much a layoff. They were crazy.
Don't ruin my symmetry.
All right. It was a layoff.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I was saying, well, technically, it wasn't his wife at the time. In fact, that was why they got married, so she could continue her benefits.
This is true.
That's what I call friends with benefits.
Yes. Friends with healthcare
coverage. Have some dental, baby.
By the way, Andy, so we were... Andy likes to not respond quickly to when you're on IM with him because he's busy working or some bullshit. Noah as well.
Because I'm the only breadwinner in my household right now.
Wah, wah. You know what? I don't hear Danelle bitching, and she has the same problem. So,
is she IMing you?
No, I was being funny. So I'll like leave, and I'll come back, and all of a sudden there'll be a response from Andy to something I'd sent like an hour ago, but the whatever I sent is no longer on the screen because I've been gone. So what were you saying? I dodged yesterday.
I wasn't saying you dodged anything, and I said it 5 minutes, 10 minutes. After you said the thing, you said something about your wife getting called for jury duty, but it was in a county she doesn't live in.
Pisses me off. The last episode we did, I was like, I would love some jury duty, Los Angeles, and they fucking send it to my wife.
Yes.
She doesn't want your fucking jury duty.
We haven't finished up Tan Laughs, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You haven't done your Tan Laugh, have you?
Fuck. What are we, like an hour into the show?
40-something minutes, I think.
Okay.
Well, so the nice dodge was because the wrong county sent your wife a jury summons so she doesn't have to go because it's not a county she lives in. And you sent that at like 7:55, and at 8:04 I said, LOL, nice dodge. It was seconds
after. I was logged out.
Ooh, he's checking his log, Tim.
There was no logs.
There was a log. I was out. I was gone.
Yes, you said peace out, and a second after that, I said LOL, nice dodge. Right after that,
you can't respond to peace out. Peace out means I'm leaving.
Peace out. I'm typing LOL, nice dodge as peace out is coming up on my screen.
Horseshit.
Eat my horseshit.
Peace out comes up. You're like, oh shit, I forgot. I was supposed to be talking to Tim, my friend.
Yeah. 6 hours later, you come back. What did I dodge?
Well, because I was leaving to go do fucking Oh, fuck, shitty comedy, I'll tell you right now. Woo! Nothing like eating a bag of shit and paying a buck to do it.
Wait, you had to pay a buck to do comedy?
Yeah.
So you went to Arby's?
What the fuck?
Yes, I went to Arby's.
Give me the roast beef sandwich and clear that table over there. Time for comedy.
All right, Andy, what's your tan laugh? Speaking of comedy.
These come to us from our listener, Mike, who sent... Well, come to me. Ha-ha, fuck you both.
All right.
What's the difference between a baby and a bagel?
I don't know.
You can put a bagel in the toaster, but you have to put the baby in the oven.
Nice.
Toaster oven.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I did a toaster oven microwave combo the other day. No.
Oh, look at you. Look at me. I'm Tim. I own a microwave and a toaster oven.
I'm telling you.
Why'd the toddler drop its lollipop?
Why?
It was hit by a truck. What is bright blue, pink, and sizzles?
Your mom's genitalia.
Frozen baby on a griddle?
I was going to say a baby trying to breastfeed from an electrical outlet, but I will accept either of those other two as answers.
Why is he blue?
The electricity. Bright blue.
Electricity doesn't turn you blue.
No, but electricity is bright blue. The...
Sorry, Mike, there's a plot flaw in your joke.
I call shenanigans.
Is this a joke or a Michael Bay movie? Come on, make up your mind.
Oh, Michael Bay
explosions.
Speaking of plot flaws, so I don't know if either of you guys saw the blog on Tancast that I put up recently, Temple of Doom versus Crystal Skull.
Bing.
Oh, I had got around to reading that. I was busy pouring my own pain out on the internet. By the way, to everybody who read the Catharsis blog post, I'm sorry. To anyone who hasn't read the Catharsis blog post, don't.
Oh, so I didn't read your MySpace blog about it.
Oh, so, well, it's not my MySpace. It's my friend's MySpace, Elizabeth Sass, and I got into this argument. Well, it wasn't like she had, I guess her and her boyfriend had gotten into an argument about which was the worst Indiana Jones film, Temple of Doom versus Crystal Skull, and she was arguing Temple of Doom because it was boring. And she's like, the films aren't high art. The one sin they can commit is to be boring. And she was thinking to herself, when the fuck are they getting out of this temple? And
I was like, that was the whole point.
I know. I was like, I'm sorry. There's no way. She's like, because everybody just says nuke the fridge, and that's all they say. Like, the, you know, like that's the only reason.
How about the CGI Crystal's monkeys?
Going. Yeah, yeah. Don't forget the aliens and their shit cake. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget Shia LaBeouf.
Exactly, Shia LaBeouf getting hit in the fucking nuts. The ants that behave remarkably, like the scarabs from The Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of crap.
Yeah, but I have one word for you for Temple of Doom.
What's that?
Indy!
She was pretty annoying.
Who's this?
The blonde lady, Kate Capshaw? Is that right?
I think so.
He was saying
gouge my
Andy.
Eyes out.
What'd you think he was saying?
Andy.
Ah!
I thought it was some annoying lady that you went with, and I was like,
oh.
And they're like, Andy.
Wow, Noah just made up a whole story about my life.
Yeah, I did.
Noah just pull out a full backstory. Along with tertiary characters and plot twists.
Fill it in the blanks.
He was dead the whole time. Oh, I looked up what the twist was in The Orphan, and
I wanted to do that too because I noticed that all the people talking about "you'll never see this twist coming" is tiny type of people's names you've never heard of.
Oh well, the seen unseen guy liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a twist you would have thought of. Personally,
does it turn out that she's like Satan or God or something? Because I wouldn't have thought of that, but it's stupid.
Yeah. No, that's not what it is.
It's equally stupid.
Okay,
I saw The Orphan,
and
not bad. I mean, I looked up the twist before I saw it.
Noah,
I do
Noah,
that.
What are you
do
doing?
That. I do that.
Why would you do that?
I did it. What you want?
Why?
I don't know. I was
I'm
curious.
Ruin this movie for myself.
I still enjoyed it. That girl was crazy.
Crazy hot.
Fucking just crazy.
Crazy
well, no,
hot.
Not the mom.
I'm not talking about the mom either.
Oh, not crazy hot.
Dirty.
You know what Tim likes? Tim likes him young, dumb, and full of cum.
I like him so young you can't tell if they're underage or not, because then it's kind of like Vegas. Come on, 18. Damn it, crapped out again.
Ah, 7.
Now I'm going to jail.
I also saw
500 Days of Summer, which was very good. It was very good. I would recommend it.
You're going with all the seen unseen recommendations, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm like, whatever seen unseen says, I'll see. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say, I don't know if I loved it as much as the seen unseen guy, The Orphan, I should say. Although 500 Days of Summer, I liked a lot.
You would.
You know what? I'm kind of excited, and I think we may actually have to get a sitter for this. District
Tron.
9.
Oh.
Yes, I'm very much
Tron,
I was just
Tron, definitely. But District 9, like, I saw a couple of the viral campaign things that they were doing. I was like, that's an interesting way of turning it on its head. Before I saw, you know, the TV trailer and the theatrical trailer that they finally came out with. And they've been running the shit out of the TV trailer, and my wife, every time I'm like, oh, District 9, stop, watch that trailer. She's like, I don't want to go back, and she like keeps powering past it. There was one time like I even got a little annoyed with her, where I'm like, oh, back it up. You know, she's like, no, I'm not backing it up. It's late. Well, Jesus Christ, don't do anything I ask then. You know, there's like a little tiny mini blow-up over the fucking TV for watching a goddamn movie trailer.
You're like, bitch, I will fucking cut you.
I know, it was a retarded thing for me to get upset about.
It's like, bitch, I will fucking cut you.
But then, last night, it's finally coming up, I go, okay, don't fast forward. And she watches the trailer, and then she pauses and looks at me, and she goes, that looks good. I'm like, right, see? I felt all vindicated. It was...
before we get back to movies, I have a random tangent. I'm going to play Noah's tangent music right here. I just took your tangent music, Noah! That's what happens when you edit these shows! You can do whatever you want!
I don't have tangent music. Don't I have change of subject music or whatever?
Would that not be what a tangent is?
Yes.
No, I thought tangent was like you just rant about something.
No, tangent is you suddenly change direction.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There you go.
If you draw a circle and you have a line that just kisses the circle and goes Jesus away, doesn't Christ. Cut through it, that line is a tangent to the circle.
Noah? Well,
see, it's all from math.
You wanted to know that, didn't you?
All
no,
words.
Not at all.
Tan right, math.
What's your tangent?
I know you don't follow him on Twitter. I know maybe Andy does. Kevin Smith was he was talking about how he was about to have sex with his wife. like his wife was walking around, like she switched from PJs to just a shirt with no bottoms, and he's like, I'm gonna consider that presenting. I think it's almost go time. And then like a couple minutes later, he tweets again like, I was momentarily considering real time tweet updates while I was heavy petting with my wife, but then I decided against it. And then a couple of minutes later, just got a call that I had messed up on call times, and I have to run to work. Coitus interruptus. I just thought that was funny. Like, we were about to, like, Kevin Smith was about to have sex, and we all found out that he didn't.
You should start tweeting about that stuff, Tim.
No.
I don't think your wife would like that at all.
Nor her brother, who follows me on Twitter.
I'm still so close to unfollowing Kevin Smith for all of that stuff. It's like, I get it. You love your hot wife. You're the fat guy, and you lucked out, and, you know, you're every CBS sitcom ever.
Yeah.
But still, man, I know you're known for the dick and fart jokes, but I was kind of following him to, you know, see what he was doing, what he's thinking, you know, whatever.
You know.
But it's, yeah.
Really?
Apparently he thinks like every 13-year-old fat kid.
I only mind when he tweets about hockey endlessly, and I am also thinking about stop following Brent Spiner.
Oh, I stopped following Brent Spiner a while ago. I got that it was like this performance art thing he was doing, but it just wasn't funny to me.
Yeah, or even entertaining. I just scroll past most of them. Like, Brent Spiner. Okay, next.
Yep.
Oh, but anyway, so back to movies. I saw Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Ooh.
Oh,
and
you
I
faggot.
Saw it in Grauman's Chinese Theater, right there on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, look at me.
Oh, look at you.
Where they have all the premieres.
Oh, look at me.
True, the premiere was not even close to going on at that point, but I still saw it there.
And what did you think of it, little man?
It was a good movie.
Have you seen all the ones thus far?
I don't think I saw the last one before this. In fact, I'm pretty sure I didn't. Whatever it is, I don't really know.
No, look at me. I'm Tim. I skip movies and series.
Yep. I still wasn't lost. I was like, so, he's still a wizard. Alright, let's do this.
He's fighting evil. Alright.
Yeah. He who must not be named. Oh no, they can name him now. Oh, big switch. Alright, let's move it on. Because I was like, they said Voldemort. I'm like, I thought he was he who not cannot be named. Danelle's like, they can say him now. They can say his name. I was like, alright, I'm not interested in knowing why. We'll just move it forward.
Don't
well,
care.
You see, Tim, really, if that Harry refused to give in to the fear.
I bet Andy knows why. And he could tell us for about half an hour.
In my comic book geek voice right there, I actually just gave you the real answer, so.
Oh, speaking of which, Comic-Con, that went on.
Yes, that did
I didn't go.
Go.
I want to go next year. Me and Tim, we should go tear it up.
I was amused by Adam Savage walking around in, like, complete cover-up costume and, like, taking pictures of other people as people tried to find him.
Nice. I was in San Diego for the first 2 days of it, but we didn't go.
Huh?
You piece of shit.
I hear the hookers get more expensive, Tim.
I was there with my wife, so I didn't need any hookers. I was all set.
She married.
Because I know a couple of days with you can be disappointing for her.
Aww.
Any day with me is disappointing.
So true.
You guys have spent many days with me. You were disappointed every single one of them.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Like,
well, you are difficult to spend time with sometimes.
You're like, that car is still in the motherfucking driveway.
That car is gone forever.
There's a certain point where that car being in the driveway just became kind of quaint and charming.
Not for Noah.
Oh, no.
It had been there so goddamn long that, like, it started showing up on Google Maps. Like, look, we've claimed that house. It's a blue car in the driveway.
I think it'd be hilarious if we got a blue car looked just like Tim's and parked it at its place.
Well, I guess it was only a matter of time, but I went and checked Google again, and it is no longer Tim's car in the driveway. Oh, whoever lives there now keeps a basketball hoop.
We weren't doing that shit.
No, that would involve fitness.
I think we've been recording for a while, so we may want to wrap this up, because I'm sure my wife does not like digging holes while I'm just sitting on my ass. Digging holes in her front yard. She's on a tear, I told you!
Why is she digging holes in the front? What the fuck is up with you people?
She's planting shrubbery!
You'd be like, fuck it, that's on you. I don't want no damn shrubbery. you want a shrubbery? Plant the fucking shrubbery.
Oh, no, she will not go for that.
Pussy.
Pussy.
Look at Noah, pussy.
I don't want to get glared at every time I come in the house.
You do get glared at every time you come in the house.
Any more than I do now.
She stares at you like, why did I marry you? Disappointed every day.
Although, we don't have a second shovel, so I don't know what I would be digging, but we're supposed to get one. I don't know.
No, just go and I'll dig like a dog with your hands.
No. Don't be an idiot.
You don't be an idiot.
And Tim, you need to grow up.
What did you say that I said that? Oh. Noah posted that he had a great annual review. I was like, anal review? Tim, you need to grow up. So then I went up to him and put it as my own status message. Congratulations to Noah on his great anal review.
And I was like, Tim has the hep.
Herp.
Herp, yeah, herp.
Because Elizabeth Sass goes, I'm sorry to hear about that you have herpes or something like that.
Your friend does that?
The Jack.
Yeah, she came up to me and told me that at a comedy show.
Oh, gotcha. I thought she commented. All I saw was you. I liked your reply. That was pretty funny. And and I'm not sharing with anyone. Get your own.
That's right. I got my herp. You get your herp.
Simple folk we are.
Tancast. It always ends when it falls off the rails.
Ron Swallow. That's an unfortunate name.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, he has several jokes about it. Where'd you randomly get Ron Swallow?
I was looking at your Facebook, and you had some flyers, and he's leaning against a wall with his red shirt and his shaggy hair.
Yeah, he's taping a DVD at Liquid Zoo in Van Nuys.
Look at him. Tim, where's your
Wednesday,
DVD?
15th? Never!
Oh, and there's your buddy Elizabeth Sass, and there's Billy Bats. That doesn't sound like his real name. All right.
There it is.
Your moment Tank. Is zen.
Tancast, time here. For me to go dig a hole and finish putting together my grill.
Your George Foreman grill?
No. It's an actual grill that's sitting in the back of my house.
Wow, I just looked up the twist for Orphan.
Mm-hmm.
That saved me $20 and probably 2 hours of my time.
It is a long movie.
Yep. I just looked it up. 122 minutes.
That's a lot of minutes. That's a lot of minutes!
That's a lot of minutes to get to that twist.
My God.
I want to look up the twist for A Perfect Getaway, because that's another commercial that keeps touting the twist. I'm like, I doubt it's that great, but let's look it up.
Yeah. Really, it's like, if you're touting the twist, what the fuck else did you do with that movie? Well, we got a great twist, and we're going to take 3 hours to get there.
What site do you look up on for twists, Tim?
I use Google.
Oh, there's a website called moviepooper.com.
Bing.
It is great.
Movie
I just
pooper?
Used Wikipedia. It's right there in the plot summary.
Oh.
Wow, that's kind of fucked up.
Well, Movie Pooper, like, it's specifically for that. So, like, you can just look up all sorts of movies. Like, oh, I never saw this movie. How did it end?
Not like, to be confused with moviepoopshoot.com.
No. Like, G-Force. What? How does that end?
You were curious on that one?
No, not at all.
That really kept you up nights? They fucking Disney. Sorry. On Hollywood Boulevard, they've taken over this huge space and turned it into the G-Force experience. Which I guess is something akin to the Star Trek experience, but for the movie G-Force.
Sounds awesome.
No, it does not! It sounds like money that could have been better spent bringing Star Trek back.
One track mind.
Or Captain EO.
You walk in, it's like, hey, look, it's a bunch of guinea pigs. Yeah, guinea pigs in real life do not speak in cool accents or drive cars.
Someone was saying that they would be the least brave animals of the animal kingdom. They'd be like, ah! And they would run away.
They'd make that little noise. I don't know, they make like a weird squealing noise when they get scared.
Yeah. No, you just brought me back to years of fun times scaring guinea pigs.
Is there ever a time scaring guinea pigs that's not fun?
No, there really isn't.
Guinea pigs scared equals happiness.
Yes. I looked up the ending for My Sister's Keeper.
Way to pick movies no one gives a shit about.
I was kind of curious. I'm like, how the fuck did it end? Apparently it ends totally different from the book.
Cancer.
Oh, you've read the book?
No. There's also a website for book spoilers.
So it's poop movies? What was it?
Movie pooper, all one word, .com.
So let's find out what the spoiler is.
And there's the a sister website called thebookspoiler.com.
Bing.
Interesting. All right. Well, as we once again grind to a halt. Thanks, everybody who tuned in again.
Thank you, all. I'm going to go dig.
Dig. Oh, I thought you meant the website. I was like, what? You're not a dig.
I think I'm going to go take a nap.
Nap's good.
Yeah.
I think I'm drink some root beer.
I think I got to make up some July sleep here now.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. I'm sleepy. That month took it out of me.
It was a crazy month.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what August can do? August can go ahead and put it back into me.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Just slip it in.
Oh, yeah.
When you're not even looking.
Nope. That's why I'm going to go lay down and close my eyes and just, you know, pray that August sneaks in.
Wow, they spoil Good Burger, huh? How do you do that?
You know what? I think the actors spoiled Good Burger.
I think the director spoiled Good Burger.
Black Knight. Oh, how do you? Really?
The proposal. You see, Tim, you could have skipped Lake House.
No. I needed to see the actual perversion of the sci-fi premise to understand why I wouldn't have liked that movie.
Now you're going to go see that new movie, The Time Traveler's Wife.
No, I think I'll wait the exact amount of time I waited for Lake House when I happen to be watching something else and it says, coming up next, Time Traveler's Wife. Ah, all right.
Oh, man. The Lake House, it's like, when your plot hole isn't that you can pass messages back and forth through time, it's everything else.
Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Noah, have you seen it?
Fuck no!
Well, the problem is, like, their rules of time travel don't stay the same.
Yeah.
Like, because at one point...
You can go ahead and spoil it. I don't give a shit.
Well, no, I'm not going to actually spoil it. But at one point, she's walking along near her building and saying she's just sent a letter how she misses the trees. So he plants one in the past, and we watch her walk by, and all of a sudden a tree just grows instantaneously in front of her. And yet, previously they've had a conversation in the past that she didn't remember was him, but she remembered having the conversation. So he can affect the future either instantaneously or gradually over time, but with no particular reason for choosing one or the other.
Yeah, just whatever the director felt would look better.
Yeah, like either that tree was there that entire time, or that tree showed up all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. In which case, if it was there all the time, she wouldn't have missed it.
Yes, and of course, the probably the big spoiler about the Lake House is how incredibly stupid the setup and resolution of the movie is.
Mm-hmm. Pretty house, though.
Oh, it was. I liked it.
Lovely architecture. I love the flying buttress.
Yes!
I'll fly into your buttress.
Oh, Andy, I saw some 50% off Crocs, and I thought of you.
You know what you've done? I went back to California for my dad's funeral, and members of my family that listened to Tancast started giving me shit about Crocs.
Members of your family listened to Tancast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Iris?
No, my brother and his wife listen to Tancast sometimes.
Nice. Hi, Fan!
Sometimes, you know.
I think we should make it a goal to mention Andy's Crocs every episode.
I think what it was is their son had a pair of Crocs, and I started laughing. I was like, he's got Crocs. And, yeah, then they started giving me shit about having Crocs and wearing Crocs. It's like, God damn it, I wore them inside a hospital when my wife was there for weeks before giving premature birth to our son, and I just needed, you know, something like sandal or slipper-like that would protect my feet.
Why don't you wear shoes? What are you doing?
Because I wanted something that would slide on and off and be comfortable.
Why have to slide on and off? Just wear shoes.
I got a Photoshop project for you. I think you should.
Am I gonna like it?
Probably not.
Doubtful.
No. I think you should take
probably you know, nothing. No.
Our version of Andy and put him in different places all over the world wearing Crocs.
Our version of Andy?
Well, right. We don't, you know, not actual monkey Andy.
You know what you should do is do that, but put me, like, in the Nile wearing actual crocodiles.
No.
No?
You don't wear crocodiles. You wear Crocs.
Don't try to seem cooler.
If you ever come down to L.A., they've got a whole store just for Crocs out in Santa Monica. I guess that really I could have said if you ever come out to Santa Monica, but you know what I mean. Santa yes. Monica is just so close to L.A. But right there on the 3rd Street Promenade, they got a whole Croc store, baby. Croc it up!
They got T-shirts?
I don't know. I've never been inside because I have no desire to.
We should buy Andy a Croc T-shirt. All right. Let's wrap this up. Get the fuck right. out.
Oh, is Stephanie looking at you through the window like, I'm fucking digging my ass off over here.
No, but she's doing a lot, and I feel bad, and I know she's not going to be happy.
I'm digging a hole that's perfectly Noah-sized. All right, good night, everybody. Signing off. Thank you for listening to Tancast, episode number 59. We are glad to be back, and we are very grateful that you guys are along for the ride. Don't forget, it's a new month, it's August, so vote for us at Podcast Alley. You don't even got to go to the site. The link is right in the show notes. Just click on that, give us your vote. It takes about 5 seconds. It really helps us out a lot. Also, subscribe via iTunes, leave us a comment or a rating on iTunes, and stop by Tancast.com, leave yourself a comment, and read our blogs. And if you happen to like one of the blogs, go ahead and dig that baby on Dig.com. So we will be back again with a new episode next week, and we hope you'll be here to join us. Tancast. If I edited out things that weren't funny in this podcast, it would be 5 minutes long each week.
Ah, but what a 5 minutes.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody.
Fucking.
Nigger, spixin', honkies, crackers.
Don't forget those gooks.
Fucking fuck.
Motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
Ass, dick.
Fuck. Dick. Go fuck yourselves.
Fuck.
Dick. Motherfucker. Dick, pussy, snot, and shit. Good night. Suck my dick. Bye-bye.